You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Disciple Putty is in the studio and we're going to be having a chat on the other side of this. It's the Boy Who Cried Woman. That was Disciple Putty with the wonderful track "The Boy Who Cried Woman." Kia ora, Putty.
Hello, how are we?
Very, very well. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, living life, existing, breathing, all those good things.
All the good things.
The essentials.
It's a very exciting morning. You've got a brand new track out. We have been loving "The Boy Who Cried Woman," but it's also been the only thing you've released to
this
us. You've been teasing us for like a year. But finally, we've got Atma.
Yeah.
Produced by Leaping Tiger as well.
I know, none other. Oh my gosh. I'm so happy. I was just saying, I just wrote on Instagram, but I was like, it feels as though I've been pregnant and I've finally given birth, because all of this stuff has been in the works for so long, you know. So
big music baby.
Exactly, big music second.
Congratulations.
Child. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
We've also been loving, we were just talking about this off air, but we've been loving the cover you did of Reb Fountain's Don't You Know Who I Am.
Yeah,
that was a pretty awesome thing to be asked to do that for the Silver Scrolls. How's this whole year been for you?
Oh my gosh, so it's crazy because even though I only have one single out, it's just been so busy with like gigs and with Silver Scrolls and then with the Pacific Music Awards. So
opening
just,
for the Bears?
Opening for the Bears.
Oh my
gosh. It was just honestly, it's been like thing after thing after thing has happened.
Yeah.
So I'm like real excited to kind of, I feel like that was a real big message from the universe and the world to be like, Putty, it's time to focus full time. So I was like,
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm just glad to be like shifting all my energy and my time and my resources onto doing this, yeah, you know, like, because I love it so much. So
awesome.
Yeah.
It is such a cool thing as well to kind of have that opportunity to be able to just chase it fully, yeah, and do the music thing wholeheartedly. What have been some of the highlights this year? Because you have had a massive amount of cool stuff going on.
Yeah. Okay, so definitely when we opened for the Beths, mm-hmm, dude, that was genuinely one of the coolest gigs I think we've ever done in our entire career.
That's so nice.
It was so funny, right? Because we met them and got that connection through a Green Party fundraiser in Titirangi. And Reb Fountain was actually at that fundraiser.
That's so, I know. So many things coming together.
I know. It was really crazy. But yeah, and also just Liz and the Beths, they're just lovely people. Mm. They genuinely, they feel like they're there for you. They came to Emily Edrosa's gig, mm-hmm, and we were, you know, one of the opening acts for her. So it's just cool to see people that are part of your community.
Totally.
You know, like totoko your art and your music.
Yeah.
And then, so that was a big one. And then winning the Pacific Music Award.
Yes.
That was crazy.
That's a pretty big one.
Yeah, that's a pretty big one. But yeah, I mean, the same thing, you know, like, because I think we talked about it last time, but I definitely felt when I was growing up, you know, not necessarily knowing whether or not I belong in anywhere. And so to have your community be like, yo, this was really cool what you did. Yep. And like, we see you and you're valid, was just like, oh, you know,
yeah,
it just made it that much better and cooler.
Yeah.
And then Silver Scrolls was definitely the coolest experience. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Julia Deans. We were just saying she's like the coolest auntie ever. She's like the coolest music auntie, but like she also just genuinely feels like she wants you to win.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And she wants you to do well, which I was just so happy to be surrounded by that energy. And my band, you know?
Yeah.
I felt like we really like, I'm not gonna lie, I felt like we killed that.
Yes, you did.
You did.
Thank you.
Such a good cover.
You really did. And we played it on here and got the loveliest feedback from people who were enjoying it at home. I think that's the magic thing about a really good cover, is you kind of get to hear different artists' thoughts around the same ideas and stuff like that. Kind of brings it into a really different space. What is a good space for you writing as a musician? Because your songs go into some like extremely personal areas and very succinct storytelling as well. You can really pull a whole story through 3 minutes.
Thank you.
what is the writing process for you, Patty?
Yeah, so I think the writing process for me is, I feel like I'm an oversharer in my music. People probably like, can you relax? We didn't need to know all of that information. But yeah, it's definitely like cathartic, therapeutic, you know, diary entries for me. But and this song particularly, it felt like I was trying to speak to, because I was going through something real rough at the time. I was in a real bad relationship, but and so this person that is writing, is not the same person that is singing the song.
Totally.
You know, so it feels like the person that's singing the song is kind of speaking to the person that's writing and being like, yo, this is what's happening right now, but this is how you can get through it, this is how you can deal with it. It's crazy, right? Because people always talk about how there's different selves.
Yeah.
You know, different, like, because Atma is Sanskrit for self or essence.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like this song feels always relatable. Every single time back to it, every single time I hear it, it always feels like she's there for me, and she wants me to, like, that person that's singing that song back to me wants me to like win and wants me to get through it.
Yeah.
Nice.
So yeah, it's crazy.
And what was it like working with Leaping Tiger? Because I know you guys are old friends as well, and you've definitely worked together in the past. What was it like kind of, I guess, collaborating on this particular track?
Yeah, so he was really patient with me. I wrote this, what I usually do is I get like a YouTube beat, and then I just like write on the YouTube beat, and then but this time around, the beat just wasn't, I didn't feel as though it was really capturing the tumultuousness, the roller coaster of emotions that you go through when trying to grow out of this particular period.
Totally.
And I was just like, damn, like, I don't know who's going to be able to create that kind of experience.
Totally.
And then I was like, nah, Jacob, Leaping Tiger would be the only person that creates auditory experiences as opposed to like just music. Mm-hmm. It feels like you get transported into his world.
Yeah.
And so I brought him the track. And then he made the track, he produced it, and then he sent it back to me. Well, the first time I heard it, I genuinely cried. I cried. Aww. And I told him, I was like, Jacob, I cried so hard when I heard this. He was like, oh my gosh, you're so dramatic. Relax. But yeah, and so that's how the production came along. And yeah. then I took it to Detta because it just needed a bit of like rearranging.
Yep.
So he rearranged it and mixed it. And then, yeah. And that's how we have the child that we have today.
Nice.
Beautiful music baby, Atma.
Yeah. Atma, yeah.
There is also a video that goes alongside this. And you have always had a very strong visual component. The Boy Who Cried Woman's video is so iconic.
Thank you.
It's just got the most incredible outfits. It was Sammy Salsa who did your styling.
Sammy Salsa.
It is something that I think I always associate with you is like there is always a visual side.
Thank
you. Your performances are like that as well.
Thank you.
What is it about that kind of realm of art making that's interesting to you? And especially with this video for Atma too.
Yeah. I think that, you know, auditory is such a beautiful, it's lovely to hear. And you can use symbolism in that way. But I definitely feel as though when you pair visual with something that's so strong in audio and like in sound, it just makes that experience a whole, like pushes it a whole lot forward.
Yeah.
And you know, this music video was only a lyric video, and it's mixed with heaps of bits and pieces of the work that I've done like in the past. So like bits of footage that I filmed like 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
But it still speaks to the message that I want to convey. I just feel like it's such a beautiful language, you know? It just feels, it feels like people understand on like not even a language level, like a feeling level, an atmospheric level. They just understand what you're trying to say, you know, without saying it, which I think that words are beautiful, and lyrics and songs and music is beautiful in that way as well. But visually, I feel like you need something to kind of, it feels like it's a tangible thing that you can say like that's a memory, and the memory is associated with the audio, and all of this comes together in one package, which is why I love it so much, you know?
Completely. And I think it's kind of cathartic, and it's kind of it's quite an overwhelming video too, which I think sort of pulls in a lot of these ideas that you're singing about, and also that you've just been talking about here as well. How is it going to be tonight? Because you have got a gig tonight celebrating this brand new single.
Correct.
And you've got some awesome people supporting you as well. Zeki is going to be spinning some tunes, I assume.
Yeah.
And also you've got Jana.
Yes.
And that is all happening at Galatos.
Yes.
What can people expect from this evening?
So you can expect to be shaking your bum, moving your hips, all that good stuff, you know. Tonight, I think, because the song is quite heavy, and a lot of the two songs that I have released at the moment, they are heavy themes, but my live set is so energetic.
Hard.
And I love that. That's the cool thing that I love about performing live, is just the energy that you get. So I'm just real excited to like celebrate this moment and celebrate the song, but also like get down, you know, like, you know, I be singing. So, you know, yeah, I'm excited to do that.
Well, I'm excited to see it. Let's play the song now, I reckon, Party. Thank you so much for coming in and chatting to us.
Thank you for having me. Oh my gosh, beautiful hosts. Amazing hosts.
Blushing in the studio. We'll see you tonight at Galatos.
Absolutely, you will.
This is a brand new track from Disciple Party. It's Atma, produced by Leaping Tiger.
I ate up your lies. I can't make it right. Struggling to fight
on my own.
When you entered my life,
nothing else compares to me. I have to leave you behind, 'cause you ain't gonna take up my mind. I'm breaking the illusion here. I'm on a
so full of hate.
Myself.
Couldn't get you outside.
Lost control of my own mind.
You see, the problem was always me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.